Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 at Texas at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking a little bit about addiction. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it before we move on. And, you know, it's addiction is, you know, when I, you know, I used to smoke cigarettes, and I think I smoked cigarettes for, I don't know, maybe a 10-year interval in my life, and I was never a heavy smoker because, again, my drug of choice was marijuana. But I you know, I was able to overcome, you know, the cigarettes once I started realizing the damage that they were doing to me. And you habits are easy to become, you know, affected by, but they're much more difficult to, you know, to break. And so I don't know. I think that there's not one of us who get through our lifespan without being addicted to something. I don't care what it is. We are addictive creatures. But there are some addictions that clearly much more damaging and dangerous to others. For instance, the Sam, help me out with this. What's the opioid, the stuff that they use instead of the opioids? It's
Are you talking about like fentanyl overdoses?
Fentanyl. Okay, fentanyl, yeah. Overdoses. And the fact that people are addicted to fentanyl, and I don't know. I think that a lot of it is, if people knew that they were taking fentanyl, maybe they wouldn't be taking it. It's just the fact that they mix it in with so many other things, and people just aren't aware. Because what other reason can you, or conclusion can you come to, that a person will knowingly take something that good chance is you're going to die?
Yeah, my cousin, I had a cousin pass away from an accidental fentanyl overdose.
Young?
And yeah, he was in his, 30s, pretty young.
Yeah.
And it was really devastating. You know, his heart literally just burst. And I did a story recently that I got to cover on here. And Governor Evers recently decriminalized the fentanyl testing strips, which is an amazing step in the right direction because, you know, obviously people are going to do these drugs. People are going to do them. So you might as well just accept the fact and, you know, allow them to make sure they're not putting this thing that can kill them instantly, rather than, you know, obviously the drugs are still killing them. But fentanyl is like something that can immediately kill you, and especially in high doses.
So our nation has always been a nation that, for whatever reason, could not open its eyes to what other nations were able to see. I know going back 50 years, 60 years or more in England, and when heroin was discouraged, and people, young people were taking heroin, and because of entertainers like Janis Joplin and I'm trying to think of the other guy's name, who, Jimi Hendrix and others. Heroin was just something new that hippies and others were trying out. And so in this country, we would not accept it. We would not allow what they were doing and still are doing today in England. And that's safe places where people who have made a decision that they are addicted and they want to continue to get high, but a place where people can go and be safe and know that they're not going to, their lives are going to be at stake. Why would somebody be opposed to that? You know, well, you know, they should know better. They shouldn't have become addicted. And we can't support that. What do you want us to do? We're not going to support people in doing that. When you look at the amount of people who have died from fentanyl overdoses and continue to die, not because they're saying, hey, I want to get high on fentanyl, but because fentanyl is mixed into heroin and it's cheap. And from everything that I've read, it zooms somebody up to the highest level that they can possibly get of getting high. It used to be that they would say that about crack cocaine, and that crack cocaine was so cheap, but the high that people got from smoking crack cocaine was not to be repeated anywhere. Well, from everything that I've read and heard about fentanyl, fentanyl is even a higher level of that, of getting high than crack cocaine. And that goes directly to the pleasure system of the brain. And so it's hard for people to, once they've, tried that, they're hooked. It's not like you have to be long term. So why is it that we don't want to do what we can then to help people overcome that? And if they want to get high, and it's you shouldn't condemn a person that has made a mistake and is choosing to get high, and then, you know, they don't initially say that I'm going to do this and get addicted. They try it, and some things like the fentanyl, like heroin, like crack, once they do that once, they've now become addicted to it. And so, you know, why shouldn't the response be, let's do what we can to help those people? As opposed to they made the decision, they're weak. And so, you know, there's nothing we should do as a society to help them. So my thing is, we certainly should do everything within our power to help people who, you know, are addicted to substances. We certainly are doing what we can. We don't have the resources financially, to be quite frank with you, to run, the recovery facilities. Now, because nobody recovers overnight. And if you look at people who have been addicted for extended periods of time, it's going to be several times or more of treatment before you even get to where they even understand what it is. So my thing is, you know, we have to begin to look at that as a nation and make it a priority when so many people are dying at such young ages from this. If we're not going to be able to stop fentanyl from coming into the country, then the next best thing is to make it safe for people who are going to use those substances. But it's hard for me to even think that will ever become a thought when, you know, we continue to legalize cigarettes and know what the long-term outcomes of people who continue to smoke cigarettes, who are addicted to those things. They can't break the habit. When on the package, I've been around so long that I remember when cigarettes didn't have on the package that it would say to you that, you know, that this can cause you long-term damage and lead to cancer and all those things. And that was before people even knew what was happening. But now, even in the face of that, on the pack of cigarettes, on the packages of cigarettes, it says to people what is going to happen if you continue to do this. That hasn't stopped people from smoking cigarettes. It's because, you know, they're addicted. And cigarettes are addictive. Alcohol is addictive. Marijuana is addictive. You know, opioids are addictive. You know, so, you know, we've got to educate people more to what they're up against. And especially now when you see all these young people who are dying from, you know, fentanyl. And then when you find out that, you know, all of that has come from the addiction to opioids that was intentionally set upon the American people, you would think that when you find out that the pharmaceutical companies intentionally addicted the American people and that our government allowed it to happen, you would then expect that our government to do something to help try to correct it. And that hasn't happened. So anyway, we've got to go to a break. And, you know, when we come back, I want to go in a couple other areas. But I really do. Your heart has to go out to people who you see alcoholics and their entire life has been ravaged, you know, just by alcohol. And the entire life wasted. We've got to do a better job of getting to people and making their lives matter. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.